Morning, Ireland. It's 7.5 minutes to 8 out, and Maguire has the business news.
Thanks, Anya. Well, Irish workplaces are increasingly integrating artificial intelligence into their operations, and even when they're not, many of their employees are doing so of their own volition. Despite that, most organisations do not seem to have a plan in place for how best to use the technology. According to a survey by HR professional body CIPD and Kemi Business School and University of Limerick, 58% of workplaces have not provided a clear plan on AI use, while more than two-thirds have not provided training on the subject. Mary Connaughton is director of CIPD. She joins us on the line now. Clearly, many companies and employees are using AI, Mary, without a plan in place. So what kind of problems does that pose?
So what we're finding is that the readiness is really low in many organisations, much lower than we had anticipated. And that even though we asked about what people were planning to do this year to try and close some of the gaps, as you mentioned, around communications and training, that isn't yet in place. So what we are doing is we are looking for organisations to step back and say, what is they actually want from AI? Because currently that planning isn't in place. And also then there needs to be greater communication. Now, one of the areas we found there was a gap is in leadership and being equipped to lead in a digitalized world. So that's a significant area that we know the HR community can step in and support organizations to deal with. Mm-hmm. And really that's about helping organizations work out where the expertise is. So we know that, you know, lots of organizations have their technical expertise, but many employees have gone off and independently learned all about AI and are using it either unauthorized in their work or in their personal lives. But the knowledge is not always so commonly in the leadership team. So there needs to be an approach that actually lets employees step in to help fill that gap and to be the ones who can say, this is how we can use it best in our work area.
If a company then is trying to draw up a plan around AI and how to use it, what should that include? How detailed should it be?
Well, at this level, with the technology changing at such a pace, it's not necessarily having to be so detailed because you have to develop it and evolve it as you understand the problem better. But the first thing is really to know what's the problem we're trying to solve, because that then will say, well, we're trying to address an issue in customer services, or it's an issue in marketing, or it's how we're managing our operations in terms of wanting to save time or deliver better customer service or create new products. So where's the area that they actually want to focus? And then what is it we want to get out of it? And then when you've got that, a bit of clarity around where you want to get to, then you can start to have a look at the systems and see which systems and whose job does it impact, and then get the people who are doing the work on a day-to-day basis involved so that they're part of bringing the change in rather than feeling that, you know, it's been done externally to them.
Aside from that, diversity, inclusion and equity programs, they've been in focus lately, particularly due to efforts by the Trump administration in the US to stamp them out, really. You found, though, in your survey, companies here see them as vital.
Yes, we're seeing that there's still a lot of effort going on in companies to build an inclusive working culture, and that they see it as being important for attracting and retaining staff. And we're seeing that they're rolling out new policies to help parents, you know, to look at mental health, to look at leave. So we're finding that there is quite a strength of attention going on inclusion and diversity in Irish organisations. In some cases, it's getting labelled under different banners, but really the commitment to actually have an inclusive workforce. And you can also see that by the number of non-nationals that are coming into Ireland to work here, and they're demanding that too, as are our own Irish workforce.
Mary Connaughton, Director of CIPD, thank you very much for that. We'll have more business news in the next hour. That's all for now, though.